When Opposition Comes, and It Will, written by Jennifer Waddle, read by Laura Hopkins. Today's Bible verse is Psalm chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. O Lord, how many are my foes! Many are rising against me. Many are saying of my soul, there is no salvation for him in God. Of all the things that are uncertain in this life, there is something we can be sure of: opposition. Opposition will come in one form or another, and we won't always be prepared for it. In the workplace, it may come as a challenge to our ideas or strategies. In our families, it may be a retaliation against our principles. And in faith, opposition may come as a mockery or even a threat. King David knew the severity of opposition and experienced it regularly throughout his reign. More than once, he fled into the mountains fearing for his life. Frequently, he cried out to God over the extreme opposition he faced. Many are my foes, many are rising against me. David's experiences with his adversaries were most likely far greater than anything we have experienced or will experience. But no matter what, we can be sure of this: God is our greatest defender. There is no greater defense than that of our Father in heaven. And he urges us to allow him to deal with our opposers instead of taking matters into our own hands. Romans chapter 12, verse 19 says, "Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God. For it is written, 'Vengeance is mine, I will repay,' says the Lord." If you're anything like me, it's easy to jump into defense mode. It can be difficult to let things roll off my back, especially when I feel wronged. Yet so often, in my rehearsed plans of retaliation, I sense the gentle voice of the Spirit saying, "Peace, be still, let me go before you in this." When we surrender our will to the Father, no matter how justified we feel, there will be an unexplainable peace that comes. Surrendering our fists-in-the-air attitudes and plans of payback will always result in a better outcome, an outcome that is surrounded by certainty that reminds us, God's got this. The more we live out our faith in Christ, the more people will oppose what they don't fully understand. It's a way of retaliating against something that challenges them in some way. If you and I are actively living out our faith, walking in the fruit of the Spirit and showing God's love, that will be a challenge for some. And in that challenge, we may find ourselves greatly opposed. Harsh words, divisive questions, and rude comments might be the ways in which people come against us. But just as David, in Psalm chapter 3, took those oppositions to the Lord, we too can release them to our mighty defender. For in the end, only God can right the wrongs of an unjust opposition. Psalm chapter 94, verse 22 says, "But the Lord has been my defense, and my God the rock of my refuge."
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
A powerful prayer life does not require hiking a mountain to be able to hear from God. God can meet us right in the middle of our busy lives to help, guide, and speak to us through prayer. I'm Christina Patterson, host of the Teach Us to Pray podcast, providing practical teaching and encouragement on how you can make prayer a natural and consistent part of your everyday life. I promise it won't require hiking a mountain, but you just might develop the faith to move one. Listen and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.